You are tuned to Radio Maria, a Christian voice in your home. The following program is a rebroadcast of Salvation is from the Jews with Roy Shoman.
Hi, this is Roy Shoman, and welcome once again to Salvation is from the Jews, the show on Radio Maria that celebrates the Jewish roots of the Catholic faith, or seen the other way around, that celebrates the completion, the fulfillment, the full realization of all of the promise and potential of Judaism in the Catholic Church. If you've been with us these last few weeks, you know that I sometimes have the great pleasure of having a guest on the show, another grateful Jewish entrant into the Catholic Church. And that is the case today also. Just before I begin with my guest, let me just say that if you have missed some of the recent shows and would like to listen to them or would like to listen to them again, you can do so by downloading them or listening to them on the Radio Maria website, which is radiomaria.us, or my website, which is salvationisfromthejews.com. And if you go to my website, you can also find the witness testimonies of a lot of other Jews who have entered the Catholic Church, some in audio, some in video, some in text, and in general, a lot of information celebrating the unity, the continuation of Judaism in the Catholic Church. But today I have a very special guest from overseas right now, connected by Skype. Yael, are you there?
Yes, hi, Roy.
Hi. Well, let's start kind of at the end and just how around, you don't have to give super specific details, which might identify you more than you'd like, but how long have you been in the Catholic Church? When were you baptized?
Well, officially, almost a month and a half.
Okay.
I've been baptized on July 16th.
So you're a very mature and long-time Catholic.
Yes, officially, yes.
Well, just bring us into your story. How did, tell us a little bit about your background, your Jewish background, and how things unfolded for you, how the Lord made himself known to you.
Yes, I was, the other day I was writing a bit my story because I haven't really think of it as a whole story. I was just living my life. And when I start like writing it, it's amazing how God was present in all the times and putting things together in my life so I can be here right now. I wasn't even wanted like to be born. I mean, my parents already had two daughters that were older than me, like 8 years older. But so I was unexpected. But of course they were open and here I am. And then all my life I was born and raised Jewish, and we have like all Jewish traditions. I went to Hebrew school. I even speak Hebrew when I was younger. Now I forgot some things, but my family always told me that I was like the most religious person in the family because I went to Hebrew school, so I went to follow tradition, went to go to temple, fast at Yom Kippur. So, they were like keeping the tradition, like celebrating Jewish holidays, but like a tradition, not religious. They didn't go to temple and all. And they always like transmitting this, and they were. Oh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Ah, okay. And they were very open. They always told me that of course they want me to marry a Jewish guy, but they prefer that. That's like to sum up my religious background. So all the people I knew till I was, I don't know, 16 were Jewish because all the people I knew was from this religion. Then I started going out with my friends and I started meeting like a whole new world. But till then, everyone was Jewish. So Internet has a real important part in my life, like for two things I'm going to tell you later. One of them is that that's how I met my husband, like in a funny way, because when I the chats started to develop in the internet, a friend of mine started passing me some contacts, and she was talking to a guy. And she said, here, this is a contact from this guy that you would like, because he is, writes stories and philosophy, but, I don't know, that's why she gave him the contact. Like, she was a Jewish friend and she was religious. She would never, keep me in touch with someone that, she knew I could have been a girlfriend or just married, because she wanted me to marry a Jewish guy. But that's fate. So she, I start chatting with this guy, and then we start talking on the phone. He was from another city, another state, far away from my state, and. But then we got, we fell in love without even knowing each other. and then we got together. Then we had like a long distance relationship, and it was very funny, all the things that happened, because we were very different. He was a cradle Catholic, and his family was very Catholic. He also, his sister is a nun. And my family, nothing to do with that. We were not liberals, but not religious at all. Actually, we have a particular story. My sister is practically gay, openly gay. So we have my daughters can say that they have different aunts, very different aunts. but we all get along together very, very well, actually. We were together for 6 years, and then we decided to get married, and we did it in a Jewish temple, because I didn't want to. We both wanted to have like a religious ceremony, but I didn't want to go into a church. And my father would have had a heart attack if we were married in a church, but I didn't want to. So we find a Jewish temple that agreed to marry us, and we, all my family, the nun, my sister and all, were in the temple, and we had like an amazing ceremony, very, very beautiful ceremony. And then we stayed together, of course, and 2 years later we had our first daughter. I must say, before that we always talk about religion, because we like philosophy and the stuff in life that matters, and we discuss many things about this. But my husband, he wasn't very religious, but he was a believer. And since he was a cradle Catholic, he always investigated all the things he believed. He wasn't like, taking things when somebody taught him that, but he investigated, and all his arguments were very rational. At the beginning of our relationship, I can say that I didn't even believe in God. But then we start talking about it, and I agree that it was logical to think that there was an intelligent design. But when he was trying to go on to, in these conversations and talk about Jesus, he fell into a rock. And I know that rock is a veil, I call it now. We'll talk about it in a moment. So we couldn't keep going to talk about these things, because I was getting mad, so that he was trying to convince me, and I was tired. So he quit talking about this for a while. So he was kept practicing his religion openly, but each one of us would have the wrong way, but the whole as a family. We always talk that if we had children, we would raise them into both traditions. We would baptize them and also have the circumcision. So when we had our first daughter, and we reached the moment of her baptism. If you see the videos of the baptism, you can see my face. That I don't usually hide what I feel because I can't do it, and you can tell I wasn't too comfortable there. That I wasn't very happy. It's not that I was putting a bad face, but because I love my husband, my husband's family, I love also, so I wanted to do that. But it was very difficult. Even though I wasn't religious, I felt like in my shoulders, like in all the tradition, and that I was betraying all of that. And when I was like dressing my daughter for her baptism, it was a hard moment. But we went through that that day, and it was okay. The next day was like the first day, I think, of this Catholic way, fulfillment way in my life. We were traveling in our car, and of course, my husband always tried to talk about these things, tried to get in somewhere, talk a little bit, telling me stories, but I wasn't open to that at all. But that moment I said, okay, he told me that he had downloaded an audio from a guy that he was Jewish, and he was also Catholic, and that it wasn't opposed, that it was a fulfillment, that guy was you, Roy, and said, okay, let's hear it. But I wasn't very happy, but okay, put it on, it's okay. So we were starting to listen to it, and I can't even tell what happened, but it was like in a moment for the other, like in a second. I believe in everything. It's like the veil dropped in a second, and I don't know why. I knew that Jesus was the Messiah. I know the church was the truth, the virgins, the saints, the Pope, infallibility. I didn't even understood that, but I knew that was true. And many things that I didn't know till that time, I knew that even though I didn't know them or rationalize them, I know that was the truth and that I believe in all of that. It was in a second from the other. My husband told me, you got into that car Jewish, and then you were Catholic. And also, like, I had in a vision in my life that all that led me to that moment was all God's plan, all the things that kept me far away from that moment missing the God's way, also were planned for me to be there in that moment. And like, I knew that my mission in this life had to do with that. I had like a glimpse of that, but I didn't really know exactly what, but I knew that I had to be a testimony in this matter, to tell my parents and my friends about this, and I don't know what else that my life is going to be, but I had that special moment listening to your witness testimony.
Oh, wow, what an honor. And so when you had this moment, you had, it sounds like you had, I guess, what's called infused knowledge. You just saw a lot of truths of the faith that weren't even related to what I was saying at that moment, but your mind opened up and this just flowed into you, these truths?
Yes, it's like I knew some things because, as I told you, my husband was a Catholic and very rational person, and we talked a lot about many things. We also studied religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, many things because we knew about things. We liked those things, but in that time it was like, Yes, like you have, when you have a glass, sunglasses, and you see all in a color, but you remove them and you, oh, this was green, really green, or this was like blue, you see another thing, and it was not like in my mind, it was very clear, I knew, I don't know what was, of course it was not something irrational. I know this was like from God, because it's like the veil drop, and all the understanding was very clear to me, very logical. And like, how can I didn't see this before? It was amazing, but it was, I don't know.
Wow. So what happened then? So you're riding in the car. I mean, how did, first of all, around how long ago was this?
This was 5 years ago, almost 5 years ago. Okay. It's amazing how you can, like, know in your, you know such truth and know for sure, because it wasn't like a face. I knew it for sure. It was certain for me. But that was in my mind. But it still was missing something that now I know there was to, like, print that in my heart. So I didn't have the courage to go through all that I knew. It has to be, like, congruence. Do you say congruence in English?
Yeah.
Like, when you know you have to do something that is logical, when you believe, I knew that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life, but to go through all of this was very difficult for me.
So what was the next step? Did you read the Bible? Did you...
No, I knew, yes, of course I could read the Bible, but I didn't need to do that. I knew it was all true. I knew that what I had to do was to be baptized and start living the way that I knew it was the truth, but that wasn't easy at all. All my friends, all my family are Jewish, and you know how it is. It's not... Very easy.
So say something about, like, the years that you've got 5 years in between this experience in the car and when you were baptized. I mean, you know, what was the first, I mean, just talk a little bit about what went on in those years.
Yes, I talked to my, I think that the beginnings, I talked to my sister a lot. I have two sisters. The one that I told you that is my gay sister, I don't want to put a label on her. It's just that I mentioned her before. We have a great relationship. I talked to her about it, but not as a believer, because I couldn't tell her, but I, that in a logical point of view. And she was looking at me weird, like, are you a Christian now? Or she made jokes like, here's a rosary, something like that, but in a good way, but like weird, but we left it behind. I never like told her that I believe. I just mentioned some things because I was very passionate about it. But then I like kept it to myself. I got in contact with you at that moment. I read your Salvation is from the Jews. It was amazing. And also the stories in Honey from the Rocks. I cried when I read all those stories because I felt what other Jews went through it. So I was in contact with all of that groups, but just all in silence, but also in not practicing anything, because it was my husband sometimes told me, well, aren't you going to do anything? Oh, it's very hard because I don't want to go through anything without telling my parents, because I know that what I have to do is tell everybody I know. So it's better to tell them before than after. So I wanted to first talk to them before I baptized myself, but I didn't want to do the other thing, so I didn't do anything. I was stuck. Many years in these positions, just reading about it, but not knowing that I was like in death with God, because I knew now it's not the same when you know. But it was very hard for me. I didn't have like the guts to do it. So 4 months ago, I think, I don't know exactly the date, one day I went to Mass with my husband, maybe just to be with him. It's not that I really wanted to go, but I went with him. So we were there. I even was I think, distracted. I don't remember the priest talking because I wasn't paying attention. But I was there waiting maybe for this to finish. But in the consecration, in that moment, that was like a point in my life that no point of no return, I think. I felt like an amazing energy with love, literally in my heart. I felt like a unity with all the people that was having communion. Like it was all one thing. Amazing. Like I love that people. Like I care for that people. I didn't know they were so strange to me. It was so special moment, such a love and connection to that moment that it never went away. It's an amazing thing. I'm thankful to God for this. And this is what gave me the strength to do in 1 month all the things that I couldn't do in 5 years.
Wow. Just unfold sort of, you know, week by week. So you went home and you wrote your family, or you called your parents,
yes.
Or
yes, I no, I that time. Well, the first thing I did was talk to my sister, because of the great relationship we have. It was so hard for me. I was with her, but I text her. In her cell phone, I need to tell you something, because I couldn't even say the word. So I knew that if I text her, I was already open to that. I couldn't not tell her that day, because it's when you don't want to do that, it's like, okay, maybe tomorrow. But I knew it was that day, so I text her in her face, and she looked at me and I said, no, I'm not pregnant, because they always say when you are married that you have that news, but no, it's not that. It's not that at all. So I told her, and it's amazing. But of course, she understood me in a way, like when she went through all the things she went for her own story. She knew how a person can feel in her family without being able to tell what they feel, what they believe, what they really are. So she said, even though she was shocked and surprised, because I wasn't even religious, Jewish religion, she said it's okay, she will help me. When she even told me she can go to Mass with me. So she was very, very good with me in that moment. And she asked me, why not a Jewish temple? Why do you have the need to go to church? And I explained her that even though I know in a temple it's true, now it has sense, all my Jewish roots are now I honor them. Before I didn't understand them, why the Jews are the chosen people. Didn't have any meaning for me that time. Now it all has meaning. So I told her that I can't go to a temple. Then they say that they are waiting for the Messiah to come, because I know he's already came. So that's why I need, and also in the church they have the communion, the Eucharist, and this feeling is amazing. And I know that God is real presence there, and that I told him, I'm not crazy, believe me. Someday you will understand me. I know that you will understand me, because I know that I was very close to this before. My husband, his family, my husband told me, my family is always praying for you, for the conversion of your family, your conversion. Imagine that his sister is a nun, so she has time to pray for my conversion. And I didn't like that. Why do you want me to convert? Let me be myself. Don't pray for my conversion. So I know what it is to be to not see this, and how you feel in the other way. So I'm trying like to explain what my sister or so then I'm going to tell you my parents how do you see being careful with the words I use, trying to connect with them and not like shock them in my words, because I can tell my parents, oh, I would love to have the communion because my father is going to have a heart attack. But okay, I talked to my sister and then like weeks later, I talked to my parents. I have in that moment I had a trip already planned to the city that my husband was born, and then there was a priest that has baptized my first daughter, and he knew all my story and what has happened to me in that moment, that I was very connected and that I wanted to make the baptism I don't want to say conversion because it's not a conversion, but okay, you know what I mean, all the sacraments. So he was willing to do it. So it wasn't, I didn't have much time to take advantage to that opportunity because, and also tell my parents, because it was all together at that point. But I talked to them that what I believe, and I told them all. I told them your story and also the story of other Jews, because I remember one day in that week that I was going to talk about them, I was watching a show, Journey Home. I think you probably know it, in WTN. And it was, I don't remember the name, Robin, I think. I don't know, also a man who has a family and daughters and a great relationship with his parents, but he also sung in a choir in a church, but he went in another town church because he was like undercover. And one day he needed to tell his parents, and and he went and talked to them. And I remember that I was thinking, what would I tell them? Where do I begin? So I said, okay, I was, that week I was reading the Bible, and there was a phrase for Matthew, I think, that it was, let the Holy Spirit tell the words. You just go. So I was like thinking about that, and that guy in the show said the same thing, the same words that he was thinking before telling his parents. So I was very emotional. I think, I know, my daughter was next to me when the older, she was 6 years old, she was next to me drawing, and I was watching in the computer, and I started crying, and she was, what is going on, Mom? No, nothing. She doesn't have any clue of everything that I'm going through because she's too young now. She will know eventually. So, I'm lost. Where was I?
You were, I think you were about just on the point of telling your parents, and you watched Journey Home show.
Yeah, so, well, I told him, I was so nervous before we were going to lunch. My father was, hey, yes, ordering French fries. So I just when I was starting, he said, oh, okay, maybe we have a glass of wine now. but they took it pretty well. I was thinking, how can I couldn't talk about this in so many years. That's why he told me, why didn't tell us before? I said, why you are old enough, you are smart, we know you, we know you don't have, make decisions that are crazy. You were always like, I don't know, congruent in what, but we don't understand. My mother said, okay, Jesus, it's okay. I like him. It's but why do you need the communion? Like, I think that they were not, they are still not worried about the religion part. They are more worried about the tradition things. Like, my father the other day asked me, but are you comfortable in a church with all the images, the virgins, the saints? And I don't understand, like, we raised you in such a different way. So how can you be comfortable there? That's the things they don't understand.
You could tell them what I told my father, which is, what do you mean? They're all Jews.
Yes, I try, but my father is like, okay, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about this, I said. I know, but sometimes I watch myself, like, when you see yourself, like, in a movie, like, from outside yourself, and I watch me in church, and I, what am I doing here? I can't believe that I believe all of this, but I know. But sometimes it's like a surprise to myself. So I imagine that my father that didn't have all the process that I've been through and all the stories that I listened and all the essential thing is what I feel, what I know, the connection I have and all the love I have and the feelings that I have when I go to church. It's like every time the priest has the consecration, it's my heart start beating like it was independent from my body. Like, you know, he sees what I don't see. Then he feels what I don't feel. So I don't care about like all the images and all that, but now I know the meaning of that images. So I know it's not idolatration like a Jewish can see. So it's different. The other day I wanted to write something, but I don't know. I didn't do it, but I was thinking this, like, now I know I'm like a guest in a church. But I know that as Jewish we could have been the hostess, but now we didn't recognize Jesus when we have the chance, and so now we are the guest and we have to adapt ourselves to the things. It would be amazing if we have a temple with a priest, and I would love it. But now we have to wait now for that.
I understand. I feel that very often also that. The church is Gentile in the sense that it's taken on the outer personality of the non-Jews, but that's in a way our own fault because we pass it on to the Gentiles. Let me just interrupt us for a moment to identify us, because people may have tuned into the show after the beginning. You're listening to Salvation is from the Jews on Radio Maria. I'm the host, Roy Shulman. I'm speaking with another very grateful and very recent Jewish entrant into the church, Yael, who's been telling us about her, basically giving her witness testimony and talking about how she found her way into the completion and fulfillment of Judaism in the Catholic Church. Do you still, you were speaking, everything you said was very beautiful, but it was very beautiful when you said when you were at Mass with your husband and you felt, you felt this overwhelming love in you for the people around you at Mass. And then you more recently mentioned that now that you're in the church and when you are present at the consecration, how your heart beats out of your chest and so forth. Do you still feel a kind of supernatural love when you receive communion or when you're at Mass?
Oh yes, I do. I don't want to say each time, but almost every time. It's like a hug. I feel a hug from God every time, a connection, and yes, like a union, very special. That I would go twice a day if I have the time, or because I have my responsibilities as a mother and my job and all that. Sometimes I my husband says, oh, thank God that you are already married because you would have turned into a nun. So, no, I love being a mother and all, but it's a so strong connection that sometimes you want to be contemplating all the time. But I know that my husband, we had a conversation and he said, oh, many Jews have strong feelings. You are the chosen people, but I told him I don't know. It's not that God loves everyone, but I know that we need this feeling sometimes because going through all what we have to do as a Jewish and telling, I don't know, our family, our friends, it's very hard. And for me, this is a very hard thing to do, and I don't want to be. And now I didn't tell anyone yet, just my parents and my family, but nobody knows yet. But I know I'm going to tell everyone. And so I think this is like a gift or like an energy, like a battery that God gives me, so I can have the strength to go through all that I have to go.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever go to exposition of the Blessed Sacrament or just pray before the tabernacle or anything like that?
Yes. Yes. Like adoration, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. At the beginning I felt like Jesus was sitting next to me in a bench, like a father. Then you said, "Oh, look what happened to me this week. Do you see what my daughter did? She's so cute." Or like a personal conversation. It was amazing, and like he was talking to me like, I don't know, like a father, very close to him.
And what about the other sacraments? What about confession?
I had my first confession like 2 weeks ago. It's amazing. Like it's a cleansing of your soul, but because it wasn't like I wasn't disconnected to God, because it's all very new. I hope it stays like this forever. I wasn't like in a mortal sin, but I knew that this was a sacrament important to do often anyway. So I went and it was like the baptism. In that moment, I didn't feel anything. The day of my baptism, I also received the confirmation and the communion. But that day and the week before that, or like the 10 days before that, all the love that I was feeling, that I feel all the time, not only when I go to Mass. I am connected to God like all day long. So, but the week before my baptism, the day that I was supposed to have this, I didn't feel him at all. I didn't feel anything at all. I was so scared, and I know now, and I knew at that moment that it was like another test, like God gives us free will, and that was like another moment of free will, that he stepped away and let me decide and make my decision for myself. So I wasn't feeling anything, and I had the date, but I haven't, my parents asked me when I told them, please, before doing anything, please talk to a rabbi. So I called a rabbi, but I couldn't contact him. So I read a book about the Jewish rabbi that said all the arguments for a Jewish that is going to be converted. So I read it, but I wasn't like following all the steps. It's like sometimes you want to do it so things so perfectly, but sometimes I knew that I had that chance, that day, that opportunity that I couldn't waste. So, but it was in that week I was, so should I do it? Should I skip it and do it in another moment that the things are better? So I knew that my husband told me, sometimes you have to take the opportunities, because sometimes they'll pass of it. So you don't know that the priest is making an exception. You're going to have like a baptism for your own, for yourself, in a very private ceremony. So you don't know, but these things are not usual. So think about it. It's never going to be all the right things in place in. How can I say? It's not going to be all perfect. So you have to make a sacrifice also. So that week I was scary and felt like I was betraying myself, my tradition, my family, all the Jews that were dead on the Holocaust. I don't know. I felt so much guilt. But I knew that it was part of the process. So, and also, well, the day in my baptism, I didn't feel anything. I was like in a rock. It was so private. It was me, my husband, and two priests. and I have the first communion, but I didn't feel anything. There was in the building next door, they were making some remodelations, so they were making noises. I don't know the word, not a hammer, the thing that makes, I don't know, when you put a, well, I don't know, very, very many noises. And that was like the thing that was happening inside my head. So, but in that moment, like the noises were showing what was going on inside me. So, but the next, in 2 days later, we went to Mass and they all came to me again. I felt amazing things. I couldn't stop crying in the communion. It was an amazing experience. I don't think that was your question, but
no.
I know, in
a way it was, because what I wanted was for you to share, you know, you received special graces because of the, as you say, you know, God kind of had to do that to bring you into the church. And also, I don't know why he does this, but he clearly does it not infrequently with Jewish converts. And I feel kind of sorry for people who are born Catholic, who go through the motions and don't have these special favors and kind of never wake up to the reality of what's happening. And I want to make it easier for them to be conscious of it by you sharing, you know, your spiritual consolations and your perception and your enthusiasm and so forth. But since I said that, what would you say? You probably have some in your husband's family. What would you say to a Catholic who is Catholic because, you know, he was brought up Catholic, his parents are Catholic, but kind of just doesn't get it, just doesn't see how it's an absolutely unique relationship between the human soul and God through the sacraments. Anything to say to them?
Yes, I talked to my husband's family, not to all of them, but I'm very close to my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, and I remember many years ago, I was talking to my father-in-law, and he told me that he was in his faith, he was very practicing, he believed. They are very believers, they're great believers. I really like the way they go through their religion. And he said that it was very hard for him to believe that the consecration has a real presence, that it was a matter of faith for him, but it was very hard for him to really, really believe that. So I don't know why that stayed in my mind, because I didn't even believe in anything at that time. And I don't even know that I believe in God at that time, but that line kept into my head. So I told him, I told my mother-in-law at that moment to tell him that he didn't have to doubt, that I'm certain that it's real, that I know. So don't ever doubt, don't ever hesitate, and go there and receive him, because it's true. I know that. That's what I also told my sister, that I know it's very hard for a Jewish to understand, because I don't even can believe myself when the priest, after the consecration, he lifts up the Eucharist and he said, "This is the body," and I said, "I can't believe that I believe this, but I know this is true, and I feel it, and I will give my life for this." Wow. So, but it's amazing. I don't know. I also talked to my sister-in-law. She's a nun. And she was surprised, because she told me she didn't have these feelings, and she's all day long dedicated to this, and that it was something for her to think about. And so, I don't know, it's amazing. I have other friends that are not practicing Catholics, and sometimes they go to Mass, but they don't even know. I don't receive communion, so it's very, I don't understand, and so it's so much easier for them. They have to, I don't know, feel and they don't even have to convert. They are there. So, yes, maybe I will transmit them more.
In a way, it's a lot easier for us because we don't need faith. Essentially, we don't even have faith, right? Because
I know.
We have our own experience, so it's evidence that we have. So sometimes I have a profound respect for people who basically have to hold on to faith in order to believe the truths of the Catholic Church and to believe in the real presence and to understand what's happening in Mass. I feel like I cheated.
Yes, like you see the code.
That's right.
Like in the internet, like in Matrix, you see the code and both the real thing and also the code. What is behind there? Yeah.
You mentioned something a little while ago, not in this show, but in our email exchange, about because we were just past Yom Kippur, we just passed the Jewish high holidays, and about seeing, in some sense, seeing the fulfillment of Yom Kippur in confession. And so I wondered if you could say anything about how you see the kind of transfiguration of things in Judaism in the Catholic Church, the real full realization of things that you were exposed to in Judaism in their full form in the Catholic Church.
Yes, what I told you at the beginning when I was like writing about my life story, like was a perfect thing, like with all the imperfections, it was like making all sense. So, and also the Judaism is, I don't know, it's like when you put a puzzle together and when it fits perfectly, and it's, how can I didn't see that all these pieces went together like so perfectly? It's like the continuation is so obvious when you put them together, when you look at them with like an honest heart. It's hard sometimes for a person to want to look at this with a clean heart, wanting to see. But when you do it, I want to cry when I see it. Because when I don't have much time to study all this, but I listen to your shows and some of your audios. And when you make all the comparisons and all the similarities, it's amazing. Like I had my first confession 2 weeks ago, but because it was time for me to do it, but I didn't even think about the relationship about the Yom Kippur and the confession. I just did, and then I listened to your show with Marie, and also the show last Saturday, I think, or the other next Saturday. So, and then I couldn't believe that I did my first confession in that period, and the parallels that you gave, like it was amazing, all the phrases that the Jewish use in Yom Kippur to God. It was amazing that I can use them now for my own evaluation of conscience, do you say? So it was amazing. And me, as a Jew, I didn't knew the religions the religious stuff in the Judaism. I just knew the tradition things. Mm-hmm. So it was, I'm like discovering a world and all another, rediscovering my Judaism. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that you can have the confession not once a year. You can do it anytime you need to, anytime you want to. Also, the contact with God. I think we are there. You can go to church. Sometimes I'm there, and you can go every day. It's for free. How can no one else is here? How can there are just three old ladies and me here? So, but it's like, yes, it's amazing because you can be in a relationship with God. Yesterday we were talking with my husband about this, and I told him that God has a relationship with each person. I don't know if he has some special relationship with someone, but it's just that he is expecting us to go to him. So if you are open to him, he will follow you. And yesterday my husband had an experience. He had he was very angry for something that happened to him yesterday, and he was very angry. So we were talking, and I said, give your anger to God. How can I do that? He's very, now he's more close to God than ever. He's very in touch with the religion. Of course, now we talk a lot about this. So we went to Mass yesterday, and he was, when we went next to Mass, the church, we went to a library, and he were looking at books, and he opened the first book in the middle of the book, and it was a book about different phrases to reflect. It was a religious library. So the first page he opened was, "Give your anger to God." And he was crying, like, "I can't believe this." So this happens to all of us. We just need to be open to it. And like when you are listening to a radio and it's not hearing very well, you have to synchronize. You said that this in English.
Turn
it in the right channel, and you will listen very, very clearly.
So do you feel more Jewish or less Jewish than you did before?
Now, much more Jewish. This is what I try to tell my father, especially, also my mother. But my father is like, when he said you are not Jewish anymore, he doesn't say that in a bad way. He just make jokes about it. That's how he deals with this. So when I said no, I know it's now I feel more Jewish. I didn't feel Jewish. It's like a tradition, but nothing else. But now I know that all was true. I went to a Jewish wedding in this mystical moment in my life, and I was crying in the whole wedding, but not because I was touched with the couple, but because I felt God present there. I felt that He was blessing this marriage. He was there. I felt it. And I that didn't happen to me before, because I didn't know. It was just a tradition, the glass, to break the glass, and the rabbi's blessing. It was very nice, and all the songs, but I didn't understand that God was really blessing the marriage. And now I know. I know why we were chosen, but because we had to bring the Messiah into the world. Now it has sense. That's what I told my parents. Why are the people chosen? Chosen for what? Did you ever think about this? Or you just repeat that because? What do you think we say next year in Jerusalem? They don't even know that. So I told him, because we all, the Messiah will bring us all to Jerusalem. But I don't want to go to Israel. I want to live here. That's why it's not, all the prophecies are not valid anymore. That's why I try to explain it. Okay, let's talk about something else. No, please, let's talk about this. But it's step by step
in this. Because you mentioned earlier that, how the puzzle fits together perfectly once you see the truth of the Catholic faith. And the other side of that coin is the puzzle doesn't fit together within Judaism as Judaism, right? There are all these pieces of the puzzle which just don't fit. So you just have to kind of turn away and give up, because you can't actually make all the pieces fit together without the key, which is that it was about the coming of the Messiah and the Messiah came.
Yes. Yes, sometimes I think that it's harder for me to talk to a religious Jew about this, but sometimes I think it would be, if that person opened his heart, it would be so much easier that with a Jewish that is not religious, because I can talk to, you are waiting for a Messiah, like in a traditional Jewish, they won't say, I'm not waiting for no one. I don't care. So it's harder to explain what I believe. So Like I think that in a religious Jew, it's easier to talk about this, the Messiah, the sins, how the original sin, the Eve, Adam and Eve, do you say the original,
original sin? Yeah.
Original sin. This I can talk about this like with my sister because she doesn't even believe in God, so it's harder. So with a religious Jew, I think it's harder, but if, I know if you mention Jesus, it's like the bad word. I know, I don't know. Sometimes I think that it's like in the blood that nobody taught me as a Jew that I couldn't believe in Jesus, that I couldn't say his word. But I knew. I don't know why I knew that Jesus was prohibited, or I always look at crosses and saints, and it was all weird and like another thing. And that doesn't happen to other religions, like Buddhism and Hinduism are, oh, that's cool, but Catholicism, Christ, no. I always tell about your witness testimony, how you pray that, let me know, but if you are Buddha, it's okay, but please, if you are Christ, no.
That's
no.
Right. That's right. Well, I hate to do this. I hate to draw this to a close, but we're out of time. So all I can do is thank you. And you've done a wonderful, wonderful job, because the most important thing is your enthusiasm and your knowledge of the truth, which came across very, very strongly. And maybe we'll have a chance to continue the conversation on another show. But for now, that's all we have time for. This is Roy Shoman, your host. The show is Salvation is from the Jews on Radio Maria. I want to thank you for having joined us today and hope you join us again next week on Salvation is from the Jews on Radio Maria. Thanks for being here, and that's all we have time for, so bye for now.
You are listening to Radio Maria, a Christian voice in your home. The program you just heard was a rebroadcast of Salvation is from the Jews with Roy Shoman.